Test 75, Section 3, Question 13. Here, we want to weaken the argument. And the university administrator says, grad students incorrectly claim that teaching assistants should be considered university employees and thus entitled to usual benefits. So that sounds like their conclusion is they shouldn't be getting benefits. Granted, teaching assistants teach classes for which they receive financial compensation. So yeah, they do teach and they get paid. However, the sole purpose, and this is really important on this one, the sole purpose of having teaching assistants perform services for the university is to enable them to fund their education. So the only reason that they're having them teach is to help them pay for their education. If they were not pursuing degrees here, or if they could not otherwise fund their education, they would not hold their teaching posts at all. So it's saying if they weren't trying to, pursuing their education, or if they could fund it some other way, then they wouldn't have teaching positions. So it's saying the only reason we're paying them or letting them teach is to help them. Now, we want something that's going to say, kind of undermine that and say that that's not the sole purpose, or that therefore they shouldn't be granted, status as, benefits. So A, the administrator is cognizant of the extra costs involved in granting benefits. Well, that isn't going to weaken it. If anything, it seems like the administrator is. That seems already like it's there, so it won't hurt. The university employs adjunct instructors who receive compensation similar to that of its teaching assistants. Well, that doesn't really hurt it a lot. It all depends on whether or not they get benefits as well. So it just says they receive compensation similar. That doesn't really change much. The university has proposed that in the interest of the economy, 10% of the faculty be replaced with teaching assistants. Now, this actually would kind of weaken it a little bit, because that's saying that they're proposing to replace faculty with teaching assistants for the purpose of the economy, in the interest of the economy. And so that means that the university has some other reason for using them. And it's not just to have them help them pay for their schooling. So C actually does weaken a little bit, even though it's hard to see right off the bat. Most teaching assistants earn stipends that exceed the cost of their tuition. Well, we don't know whether or not those stipends are or are not part of the compensation that they're getting for their teaching. And if so, then it doesn't really hurt the argument. Now, if it did, that still wouldn't do it, because it's still only most. And it could be that the ones that are getting paid are the ones that couldn't pay for it some other way. And then teaching assistants work as much and as hard as do other university employees. Well, but that doesn't really weaken the argument. It wasn't ever about how hard they work. It was about the purpose that the university had in hiring them. And that's why C ends up being our best answer. But this one, I think, is a difficult question.